it's a really important source of all knowledge. I don't know, now it's agitated, it moves. It's a time?
That is already heard.
Also.
Translation. When your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard. Perfect. There are many good examples in the lives of the great devotees of the Lord, of those who became indifferent to the rituals of the Vedas simply by devotional service to the Lord. When a person factually understands Krishna and his relationship with Krishna, he naturally becomes completely indifferent to the rituals of fruitive activities, even though an experienced brahmana. Sri Manavendra Puri, my great devotee and acharya in the line of the devotees, says, Sandhyam Maravatramastu Bhavato Bhost Manatupyam Namo Bodeva Pitarasatarpanavidho Nam Samacham Yatam Yatrakab Pinishadyayaravakura Tamas Yatam Kamsadvisha Smaram Smaram Magam Harami Tadavam Manye Kimanye Name. All my prayers, 30 times a day, all glory to you. All bathing, I offer my obeisances unto you. O demigods, O forefathers, please excuse me for my inability to offer you my respects. Now, wherever I sit, I can remember the great descendant of the Yadu dynasty, Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, and thereby I can free myself from all sinful bondage. I think this is sufficient for me. And the Vedic rites and rituals are imperative for the advice. Comprehending all kinds of prayer 30 times a day, taking a bath early in the morning, offering respects to the forefathers, etc. But when one is fully in Krishna consciousness and is engaged in his transcendental loving service, one becomes indifferent to all these regulative principles because he has already attained perfection. If one can reach the platform of understanding by service to the Lord Sri Krishna, he has no longer to execute different types of penances and sacrifices as recommended in revealed scriptures. And similarly, if one has not understood that the purpose of the Vedas is to reach Krishna and simply engages in the rituals, etc., then he is uselessly wasting time in such engagements. Persons in Krishna consciousness transcend the limit of Shapta Brahma, or the range of the Vedas and Upanishads. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskaryare Shatane. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasati Yoga Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yadate Mahakalyam Budhirjati Karishyati Tadadanta Sinirveda Shotavyasya Shudasyacha. Translation: when your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard. Once Srila Prabhupada said, when you finally will see Krishna, you will look completely different than you thought.
Yeah.
In other words, spiritual realization, which takes place when one is out of the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion. Spiritual realization, which is made on the Sarvaguna platform, we should have Sarva platform, not Sarvaguna, that's a material platform. That spiritual realization will be totally different than we think it was, that but in our mind and so on. So we hear here of a great devotee, Madhavendra Puri, an acharya in our line, who on the strength of his spiritual realization says goodbye to conventional practice of religiosity. We know of great devotees in our line who also broke the conventional rules, if you so want, because a higher purpose or higher understanding of Krishna consciousness became revealed to them. Now, many times devotees think that if there is something higher in Krishna consciousness than just following rules and regulations, and they think Raganuga is the catch version nowadays, or spontaneous devotional service, the quality or the characteristic mark is that one doesn't follow rules and regulations. But this is a great misrepresentation of our philosophy. A devotee, even though he is on a high platform, will still maintain the following of the rules and regulations, because first of all, he gives life into these rules and regulations, and they become very meaningful to him. In other words, when he chants his rounds, he chants them with great enthusiasm, and therefore he wants to continue to chant his rounds. And second of all, he will give the example. So this verse which we can hear, which we see here, that the devotee, that Madhavendra Puri says goodbye to saying prayers, that's the Gayatri mantra, three times a day, goodbye to bathing, and so on. And there is a very extraordinary case of a Vaishnava on a very high level. The usual Vaishnavas on a high level they follow these rules and regulations, they infuse them with new life, and they also give an example to the others. So, this evening, I think every one of at least we came from a tour, a very interesting preaching tour through Serbia, and I thought I would take the time to speak a little bit to all of you about what's going on, so to say, in the preaching in Serbia, so that you are informed and take transcendental pleasure in it. In doing this preaching tours, you also have to say goodbye to going to bed early. Because every evening when we had this tour, we did our preaching up till 12 o'clock, and then we had to drive home to the temple. In Serbia, by the help of our by the help of a few devotees who distribute tickets to the school classes, we can fill up huge halls with more than 3,000 people per evening. It is almost indescribable to tell you how it feels when you come before these 3,000 people who are waiting to attend a program of Krishna consciousness. They, when they finally see the first devotee on the stage announcing the program, they become so enthusiastic and so enlivened that they are cheering, almost wipes you off the stage. Then we chant, usually we start with the prayer Samsara Dhavana to invoke the mercy of Sri Guru. And end with a Namaste Narasimha Haya prayer. We have taken synthesizers or a synthesizer, which is played by Dharpada Prabhu, and this fills the hall with a great sound. Guneshwaran Mahodari have also allowed me to sing one song in the first part, the Maha Mantra, and then the chant becomes more intense, more ecstatic, until finally the whole hall claps in the rhythm of the whole the name, and sheer loudly throw the hats in the air. Then we finally end the program. Afterwards, we have a lecture on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. My subject in these big programs is a simple message. I want to convince them of the need to take up a spiritual path, because, this is what I say, everyone who is not on the spiritual path suffers from an identity crisis. And I often give the example of a person who suffers from amnesia, it's a total forgetfulness. In a similar way, a person who is not realized in Krishna consciousness suffers from forgetfulness about his true self. Also, another subject is the power of transcendental sound vibration. And in one evening, Subhotisha, I just told them about my subject was called lessons from spiritual India. I told them about what I had realized in Vrindavan. For instance, I told them about this one thing that one evening I sat on the holy river Jamuna, when all of a sudden out of the fog four yogis appeared before me. I make it a little mystical because in Yugoslavian the mystical element is very strong. Dive into Prabhu, and my first discussion was a little mystical also, I remember. Do you remember? Very mystical. So we talk about these say how the yogis actually looked at me with eyes like glowing coals and asked me, Kakusi? What is it? Kakusi, who are you, right? Not how are you, no. Who are you? Kosi. Kosi. Hey, Kosi. What else? Kosi. I even know it by heart. I mean, I can say it. Not now. Now it's your hour. I don't speak Yugoslavian, so therefore I just forget it. But Kokisi. Kosi. So, but then I said, first I wanted to answer, I am Sashinandan Swami, one of the directors of the Center for Vedic Studies in Ayurveda. But then I thought they would not be satisfied with this answer. At this particular moment, I saw a dead body drifting down the river. And I thought to myself, who is he? The body is there, but the soul has left. So then I knew what to answer the yogis. I am an eternal soul, different from this material body. I think you catch the, I make it a little bit more understandable, but I think you catch the line of logic. Then people just listen like anything and think this is very important what he talks about. And so we talk, basically we talk about you are not the body, there is spiritual reality and ultimately Krishna, and there are steps to take to Krishna to realize, and first step is what you do already, chanting the, having association with devotees. The second step is what you will do in a few minutes, that is chanting the holy names of the Lord. And the third step is what you will do at home, hopefully, that is reading the books which you can get at our book tables. This is simple form for the public. Then the second musical part starts. Here we are using this part we introduced, that now we will see an interesting marriage on the stage between the Eastern music and the Western music. It will be a very dramatic marriage, as you can imagine, because the temperaments are so different. And then we get into the chanting of the holy name accompanied by Western instruments. Now this part is very dynamic. We have a lot of wonderful musical arrangements here, and we go through all the musical styles with the Hare Krishna Mantra: rock and roll, jazz, funk, and I sing ready Hare Krishna Mantra. And people just comparing and says, at this time we bring out the balloons also. We have now huge balloons. One balloon takes 45 minutes to blow up for one person. then we have confetti flying around, stroboscopes going, and people just totally with the idea absorb themselves in the chanting of the holy name and just leave their gravitas on levitations. So then the second evening we have what we call a follow-up program, where we give a more anspruchsvoll lecture, and usually on the this time it shows the subject the power of transcendental sound vibration, where we say that the effect of transcendental sound vibration is that we can free ourselves from conditionings, which in essence are the four types of karma, or let us better say the two kinds of karma, unmanifested karma. We say it's not the two, we it changes the unmanifested karma, the things which are yet to come. And I give in other words, you can change your future by taking to Krishna consciousness. We have many people who come to these programs, the follow-up programs. They buy literature and they engage in conversations with the devotees, and later come to the Sunday feast at the Biograd temple. Now, this is what we do in the evening, but during the day we have many, many interviews. Three interviews usually a day. Time we came, that is the magazine of secrets. They want to know about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and how Krishna consciousness relates to mystic yoga. There was Metro, that's more yellow pages. They asked me if I could draw a comparison between Beograd and the European cities, and I said to me, Beograd is a mixture of London, New York and a sympathetic little village. London because of all the creativity, New York because of the stress, and the village because everyone knows the other. I like this very, very much. And then they're ready. What is your message to our Serbian audience and your Serbian readers? They said, now Serbia is at a very important crossroad in its social and political development. I would recommend all the Serbians to know and to not be satisfied any longer with some material identifications, but to look for the eternal spiritual identity. And therefore, I request all of you to seriously take up the path of Krishna consciousness. And because there were parts in the interview which sounded like cosmopolitan, they are willing to also take up the spiritual messages and think about this deeply. I was at a very popular radio show. It was called Circus, and the interviewer asked me, Sachinandan Swami, you're moving in your own circles all the time. You get garlands and a lot of respect. Don't you think that you will become puffed up too much respect for others. My answer, this is a very good point. Every human being who is moving in his own circles becomes a fly, becomes bound up like a fly in a spider's net. I think I'm aware of this danger, therefore I left my circles to stay 2 months in India at holy places with the Maimons, the monkeys. They certainly didn't respect me. This distance from my usual work and my usual activities, I was forced to concentrate on the essence. Honestly and seriously would like to suggest all our listeners that they do the same at times. And then the interviewer, because you're answering like a human being would answer, is very moved, and he said, Tashinandan Swami, I want to thank you very much for the nice tip which you gave to our audience, that they go out of their own circles at times to think deeper about life. I'm very pleased with this interview, and I hope you will soon be back in Beograd for the next interview. So, these are some of the preachings according to time, place, and circumstances. I have quoted a few unusual passages in the interviews. Of course, usually we just talk about straight Krishna conscious philosophy. Well, that's about what is going on in Serbia. Like all over the world, I've also noticed there that it's very important for the devotees to come together on a spiritual level. It cannot be underestimated. See, when you live together in a temple, like for instance the Heidelberg temple, you become accustomed to each other. You must know he is there doing this service, she is there doing this service. And one becomes caught up maybe in a little, like almost automatism. But it's important that we learn to appreciate each other's contribution to Krishna consciousness and each other's commitment, so that we develop nice Vaishnava relationships amongst each other, which are the source of spiritual energy and the source of spiritual strength. And this has to be certainly improved in all our temples, also the Serbian temples, like everywhere else. Okay, today I just wanted to say, give a small little, not even a formal lecture, but more like a small talk, because I feel you all will like to know what's going on in other parts of the world, and I'm aware that several of you are from these areas of the world. You may not be from Serbia, but from close there. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow morning I will give Srimad Bhagavatam class, which will be more based on philosophy, but today I thought I would tell you what happened. Do you have any questions? I still have a question. What other mystical things do you tell the people? Transcendent is the question. What other mystical things do you tell the people? No? One has to be very careful, because it's, although these things happened, I mean, the four yogis came, and I didn't know from where they came. It almost like manifested themselves out of nowhere. But it's important when you preach, to preach in such a way that people don't lose the main point. When you preach to a conditioned soul, they always want to go to a whoop, some. Isn't it? Go away from the point. We are eternal souls, we have to surrender to Krishna, otherwise we do not fulfill the mission of our human form of life. We have to be very careful, or make it very sure, without sounding like patronizing the Mutter Zuzulan. Okay, I thank you very much for listening. Hopefully one day we will take you with us. I might have a video, I don't know if it's in the luggage. I was in such a hurry this morning, I just thought that it was please pack everything together. I just don't have time to pack it myself. Maybe there's a video in there. You will see later. Sita Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaunitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Adepo.
Hare Krishna. So, begin here. 7.